That's Barry Price, Major General in the U.S. Army, with 31 years of service.
31 years of service.
And now runs Over the Dose, which is a national nonprofit dealing with substance use disorders.
Yeah, well, the nonprofit is actually called CATCA. And CATCA is an acronym and used to mean Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. Now it's what we are and what we do. So it's community-based, advocacy-focused, data-driven, Coalition Building Association. We're the premier prevention organization in the world.
And it's good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
And obviously Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership joining us here as well. Saturday's International Drug Overdose Day, mm-hmm. correct? And there's a couple tiers to this, right? There's the element of people, what they can do in their homes to just keep the dangerous stuff out of the home. And then there's also just the overall issue of substance use disorder and overdose. And I don't know where you want to start. I guess my first question for listeners, like, where are we in the world of, like, we always look at the stats, right? What are the stats of, you know, overdose deaths in America or Connecticut, like right now? Where are we?
So Connecticut last year was 1,329 unintentional overdose deaths, which went down from the year before, which was just over 1,400. So what we're doing here in Connecticut works. Nationally, we're about 113,000 overdose deaths a year.
And that number continues to rise.
It does continue to rise.
Yes.
And there's two factors for me, and I did some work on this earlier in my career. I mean, Narcan, the thought was Narcan would bring these numbers mm-hmm. significantly down. And I'm wondering if the positive impact of Narcan is being offset by the negative impact of fentanyl. Is that the way it goes?
Well, Narcan is saving lives. It's bringing people back, but it's not addressing the root problem, mm-hmm. which is drugs that are in circulation. We know over 4 billion pills remain in circulation every year that are produced every year. And so part of this Over the Dose campaign is to really get people to, once they've satisfied their need with their prescriptions, we want them to rid themselves of those through in-home self-disposal.
Okay. I want to talk about the kits and all that mm-hmm. stuff. I have one more question on this, because now that Purdue Pharma sort of was taken down and all this other stuff, is the gateway are there fewer incidences of the surgery to the oxy, to the heroin, to the fentanyl, to the death? Is that still the most common way we get to these tragedies?
That is the most common way we get to the tragedies. And the piece that I think we understand now, that especially parents, is that as they gave out those drugs before, Purdue initially said they were not addictive,
right?
Which was a bold-faced lie. The second is that usually after 3 days, you gain a need for these drugs. And so what we're asking parents to do is, the prescription says take as needed. Pain is a natural outgrowth of having nerves in our body. And so some pain is good. It tells you that your nerve system is working. And so we want people to take those drugs only as needed, and then transition to something like Aleve or Motrin quickly.
Barry Price, of course, retired Major General in the U.S. Army and a huge advocate for what we're talking about, and Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership. So what do you want people, like people listening, whether they have kids or not kids, what should they be doing in their homes? What can they be doing right now?
The thing that they can and should be doing is going through their medicine cabinets. First of all, safely storing that medication so that it does not prevent risk of misuse. So whether you put it in a lockbox, if you don't have a lockbox, putting it high up and away at the very least to keep it out of the reach of others. But then when you're done with it, dispose of it, and dispose of it properly. We know, we've been here with you, Brian, with our friends from the DEA. They have those take-back days a couple days a year. And we're offering another alternative in terms of at-home disposal. And so we have those pouches that you can literally open your pill bottles or medicine bottles, pour them in, add water, and then you can throw them out. And they're actually biodegradable, so they can go directly into the landfill. So you, like this, you can immediately deactivate and dispose of your drugs in the comfort of your own home.
And why is it important to do that as opposed to just throw it in the trash?
Oh, because there's a major environmental risk in addition to the risk of misuse. And so, Brian, we talk a lot about our dogs, and you know, we go to the same vet in South Windsor. That it's also, in addition to being a potential misuse for for people, whether it's adults or young people. It's also our pets. And so you throw them in the trash and there's a danger there that someone's going to get into them. And then also environmentally, getting back into our waterway. Like, our groundwater is testing with over 200 variants of prescriptions. And in many cases, water is not being treated. Even if it's treated water, is not being treated for prescriptions.
What's happening Saturday? What's going on Saturday? What do we got going?
Oh, so Saturday, of course, it's International Overdose Awareness Day, and the Governor's Prevention Partnership has partnered with the Yard Goats. So we're going
to
be...
Everybody wants to partner with the Yard Goats.
Oh,
I mean, they're phenomenal.
It's the best. Yeah. So we are going to be out there with the drug disposal packets, handing them out for free to those. It's a sold-out game on Saturday night, so more than 6,000 people who are there, and just raising awareness about the importance of prevention. And having... The other thing, too, is having conversations with the young people in your life around drugs and alcohol can really make a big difference, and we can give you some tips on that.
Yeah, my youngest just turned 15, and sometimes he's forthright in conversations, and I talk about the shot of whiskey and the beer and the glass of wine it's the same amount. So if you drink a beer's worth of whiskey, you're in a lot of trouble type thing. And we had the conversation on that. But we also talked, the only way I could characterize is that, like, kids are going to try stuff. You don't want them to, but heroin's like the one thing you can't even try, right?
I mean, same thing with pills.
Yeah. And so you just like, but to get that across, especially males who it's in their sort of development neurologically, that they take risks. And so it's such an important conversation, but to tell them you should never, ever, ever, ever do that, I in my head, I'm like, oh gosh, I shouldn't say that way, but that's true.
You know, Brian, something I learned from some kids, especially boys, is the words to say is, I'm good. Mm. And I don't know what's magical about those two words, I'm good, but it deflects, it redirects,
In saying no to others.
In saying no. Yeah. Instead of saying no, when offered, if they just say, I'm good, that tends to defuse the situation.
It's fascinating. You know, Barry, can I ask you how you got involved in this?
Yeah. So my college roommate at the University of Houston was a friend of mine since ninth grade of high school. My last semester in college, his girlfriend exposed him to crack cocaine. He died in my 30th year of service. And I just felt guilty and awful. I couldn't help them. Yeah. I spoke at CATCA at their national training, at their national forum, leadership forum, the year before. And they had offered me a job to maybe come there after I retired to potentially take over. And I wasn't going to do it. But then my friend died. And I was like, I couldn't help him. So if I join this organization called CATCA, it allows me to get it right with legions of others that I didn't get right with my friend Carl.
How are you feeling in terms of optimism for it's one of those things where I know the goal is to solve it completely, but sure. I assume in my own mind, not cynically, I'm optimistic, but it's, you're never going to completely eradicate it necessarily. But how do you feel in terms of now that you're on the inside, in terms of the prospects in the future?
Yeah, I think it's darkest before you can see the stars clearly in the sky. We haven't reached that point yet where it's totally dark.
We haven't hit bottom.
No, we haven't hit the bottom yet. Mm-hmm. But there's so many innovations like the drug deactivation kit to Terra that we're talking about, like a company called Solved that can do like a DNA test and can tell you whether you're at high risk or moderate risk for addiction. We know so much more about the science, and I think that the more that people get involved, there's still a tendency to say, oh, it's not going to happen to my kids. Most kids that's dying of overdose death now are not, they're not addicts. They're not bad kids. They're just being exposed to it, and they're making some bad choices with their friends.
Yeah.
And so that's the challenge now, is that it's not these kids, it's not the high risk kids that we would expect this to happen with. And so I think the message is getting out.
Did you want to say something?
I think there is, hope just in the things that we can do and the small actions that we can take, and together we can make a big difference by just doing things like we talked about, by safely disposing our drugs, having conversations like the ones you're having with your son. We should all be having those with the young people in our life because we know they're effective.
Yeah. So Saturday is International Drug Overdose Day. There's going to be a great event with the Yard Goats at Duncan Park. In terms of getting those kits or getting more information, where can you channel people who are listening and want to, who can't go on Saturday?
Sure. We're happy to send them to you directly home. So you can visit us at preventionct.org for those kits.
Awesome. Guys, it's really important stuff. I we're out of time. I wanted to talk about the impact of, you know, recreational marijuana on this whole matrix, but we will have to save that for another time. Barry, thank you for your service in both military and civilian life. It's great to meet you. And obviously, Kelly, it's always good to catch up. We appreciate it. So people, do your part.